The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Now, we had Ono Brin on the show a little bit earlier, and he pointed out that despite all the talk, Sinn Féin are going to end up with more councillors than they did in 2019. The reality is, though, far short of expectation, and they're fighting it out to get, well, they might only end up with one European seat. They might end up with none. They might end up with all three. We wait to find out. But the question remains, why has the Sinn Féin vote bottomed out, and why Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil doing better than expected? Henry McKean has been visiting different parts of Dublin, starting in Mead Street in Dublin 8, traditional working class area, which has seen gentrification, of course, as well in recent years. What are voters there saying, Henry?
Yeah, really mixed. I met a man outside a pub having a cigarette. There were horses going past. It's a traditional horse area in the backdrop of St James's Gate. As you said, it's quite gentrified, but still a traditional Dublin true blue area. I met a man, he's been supporting Sinn Féin since he was 16, voting for them since he was 18. He feels let down. And just myself driving around the city in the last few weeks, I was driving through a Ballymun and I did come across a flag display with the flags had written on them, Sinn Féin are traitors. And that phrase, an untrue phrase, I have to say, made it into some of the flats in the city centre. Just a quick reminder that Sinn Féin are in opposition and they are working on the ground in the area and helping struggling families.
When you say something, mean it and do it. That's what it is. That's what it's all about. That's why there's no one has the faith in them anymore. They say one thing and then they do another.
And why didn't you and friends of yours not vote Sinn Féin this time?
To be quite honest with you, no one knows who to vote for anymore. No one does, to be quite honest. You want to be honest about it, no one knows. And that's in all fairness. Now, you'll see now when the young kids grow up now and the next generation, you'll see how many votes people get. They won't vote at all. They won't vote at all.
So you're a bit disillusioned with it all?
Disillusioned is, come here, you know where it is. Look at the place. The place is, we're packed out. We're a small country. And we're not looking after our own. You look after your own first. It all starts at home first. Plain and simple. And we're not a racist country. We never were. But come here, listen to me. When you're bringing in people and they're sleeping in the streets and then everybody else gets to blame for it. No, it's not right. It's not right. And then your young kids see them when they're walking by going to school and you say, now, mammy, what's all them tents for? How can you explain that to a child?
You voted Sinn Féin since you were 16.
16, yeah.
What's changed?
They say one thing and they mean things. You look after your own force. That's what Sinn Féin was always meant to be about. Ireland, the Republic of Ireland. You look after your own. We're not a racist country. But all the people that had to come into the country, I think it was to push Sinn Féin down, to be quite honest with you. Because you can't do that now. Sinn Féin was there to look after their own. Don't mind us now, we're all getting old. It's the next generation they're going to have to start worrying about. That's what you're going to worry about, the next generation. What's going to be for them for school? Fees are going up. So look at the place now trying to buy the prices and stuff in shops. Everything's going up, skyrocketing.
All right. I hope he didn't vote when he was 16, as you suggested, Henry. 18. Slip of the tongue.
I think he got involved in Sinn Féin when he was 16.
Oh, that was
started
it.
To vote at 18.
He met some middle-class voters as well. Why did they vote for the status quo?
Yeah, this is really interesting. This is the biggest thing we've taken from this election, how people voted for the status quo. They voted for the same. I met this man who voted tactically.
I think people are more... people are more aligned to the fact that we have to help people in need. You know, especially in terms of the whole immigration. When I was casting my vote, I did a bit of a tactical vote. I'm really interested in later to see how the European elections go, because, you know, I really want to keep out the far right. That's really important to me, because we've got to think of the future. The other thing was about the climate change. Like, I didn't vote for who I wanted to vote for. I voted for who I thought would get most of what I wanted done and who would have a chance of winning.
So can you share your tactical vote with us?
Yeah, for sure. I voted Fianna Fáil. And then afterwards, I put them first. I put the Fine Gael, and then I put the Greens. The reason why I put Fianna Fáil was because they're all part of the whole Renew Europe. It's an amalgamation of a whole lot of groups in Europe. And the big thing for me was the whole in Europe they're able to do this, get rid of this whole veto thing. Because the veto thing is really holding everything up, especially when Hungary turned around and they could just veto something like that. It's just holding things up. And we've got to help Ukraine, but we've got to help the immigrants as well. I mean, people should know about our history in 1845 as well, so, you know.
So remembering the famine brought that
remembering
into
the famine is absolutely huge, you know what I mean? We were the immigrants, you know, so we have to look at our history. And I think we have to be compassionate as well. But I do think there is an issue with the housing, but that's, the government really have to take responsibility. They have to take that on the chin, and they have to, well, they've been sent a message now, they've got to improve that.
All right, that is what that one man had to say. Remember the famine. Do older people think of the local and European elections? What did they think of them so far?
Well, Kieran, I did meet this lady. She didn't want to tell me how she voted. She said it was private. She was selling plants there on the corner of Thomas Street and Meath Street, a market stall. This is her take on the current climate.
Local elections, that was bound to happen because they didn't get out and support the people.
So when it comes to Sinn Féin, they've done better than they did in 2019 in the locals,
yeah,
and we're still waiting for results in the Europeans. Why do you think many people this time round perhaps gave their vote to established parties like Fine Gael, Fianna Fáil, or they went independent and they stayed off Sinn Féin?
I wouldn't be too concerned about the council elections. They don't really do anything for anyone. In the regards of Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil, such instability in the world. They need people to make strong choices. So, and people have faith that Fine Gael will make the right choices. And they have in the past. You know, like when this country had a broken leg, Fine Gael got in and repaired it. But we never gave them the chance as a single party to do the rheumatherapy on us.
Oh, okay. It's an interesting metaphor and analogy. What about the student vote, Henry?
Yeah, the student vote. I mean, the students are frustrated. It's very interesting to see how the next few hours will go with transfers, because students do vote quite left. You know, they expected more from Soc Dem, People Before Profit, Sinn Féin, and that left vote. And what will happen to those transfers? Will the right get any of the transfers? And they also say that Simon Harris has helped revitalise support for the established parties. This is what they had to say.
Well, I think Simon Harris is doing a lot better than people expected him to do, in particular. I think he's very good at doing things that are like specific to small minorities and groups of people, so people feel it more when it's something that affects them. And I think that's probably why people are kind of leaning towards Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil at the moment as well, why they're doing better than we thought, but I still think people prefer independence at the moment.
Me, I did not vote Fianna Fáil or Fine Gael or like the 20 actual fascist Nazis that were on the polls. Me, I voted PPP, Soc Dems, Sinn Féin. I just think Fine Gael, Fianna Fáil, they have to go. They're running the country into the ground. At this point, I'm like, anyone but them. I don't know why they got in. I don't know who voted for them. I think they really protect like the rights and interests of like the wealthy elite of Dublin. And I think maybe they didn't have the ability to get out and vote that day. Maybe they didn't have the resources to learn as much. I don't know. There's a lot of reasons. I don't understand why they're still in. I think they need to go. They need to be gone.
Why have Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael have gotten, why have they gotten, I'm not sure either, really, to be honest. But I think, I do think like some change would be very necessary in like the current climate, looking at like the housing crisis, etc. I think it would be really important that there is like a, you know, more equality, I think, and I think that's important.
As students rounding off that report from one Henry McKean. Henry, as always, thank you very, very much.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.